Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. I am alive and well and more... You can understand me better this week.
100%. Yes, we can.
I like totally apologize for that because I don't know what I was thinking, but I fully thought that like I would, at that point in recovery, I would sound better. And I didn't, but I wasn't going to leave you hanging or anyone.
Of course. Your lisp is like way less.
Yeah.
This week than it was last week. Do you like, are your sigils on the inside all healed and everything in your mouth?
I think for the most part, yeah. So it's weird. I can like feel the stitches with my tongue if I want to, because it's like inside my lip. But I'm still pretty stiff. I'm still swollen. Kind of still have the Jay Leno chin going on right now. It's fine. I'm wearing my little chin sling to help with any swelling. But yeah, it's slowly going down. You can understand me better. We're healing.
Are you able to eat better?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of awkward. But for the most part, it's good.
Okay. Amazing. And your nose, how's the nose feeling?
Oh, she's great. My nose is great. I'm like so freaking happy because I'm starting to be able to like breathe through it. So I'm not just a mouth breather. Because poor Jason, I've been snoring and he fell asleep at work because he was so tired. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. So I hopefully now that I can breathe through my nose, I won't be snoring and keeping him up.
Totally. Does it sound like whistles when you breathe through your nose?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like, I feel like in the beginning, it felt like breathing through a straw. Like,
yes.
Super tiny straws.
How long did it take for you?
I think that it took about, I would say probably close to a month to fully feel like I could do like a deep inhale through my nose and not feel like it was super swollen still on the inside, because it was like, even at the bottom, it didn't look super swollen, but on the inside, it was like up here that was swollen. But I had a lot done to my bridge, which I know you did too. So I wonder, like, is it mainly up in the top that you're swollen, or is it still super low?
Honestly, both. Because when I look at my nostrils, I can see that, like,
it's close on the inside.
Yeah, that there's not a whole lot in there. Like, I can stick Q-tips in there, but I definitely kind of wiggle around through the swelling.
Yes, totally. Yes. So I would say that, like, the internal swelling of my nose took about a month. Like, at IECSC, I could finally start to breathe a little bit more. But my right nostril, I can, like, still barely breathe out of.
Really?
Well, just because of the shape of my nose. Yeah, I talked to my doctor about it, and he's like, yeah, well, it's just the shape of your nose. I'm like, cool. Thanks. But my left nostril slays. I can breathe really good out of her.
Good, good, good.
That's at least like 90% of my airways through my left nostril.
I was just going to make a joke, but I didn't know if it was going to be rude.
Wait, what?
I was going to say, I was like, wait, which side can you not hear out of?
Oh, it's my right side. Literally, my whole right side is
jacked up. Like, I was going to make a joke about like your right side.
No, it's actually true. Like, my right eye is worse. I can't breathe on my right nose. My right ear is deaf. Like, my right side of my body is like lame, literally lame.
Well, it looks good though.
Thanks.
I got asked if my right side was Bell's palsy.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. Wait, did he tell you anything about your eyebrow while you were there? Did you ask him about that?
Oh, I should have asked him, but I have a Zoom call with him in like a week, so I'll ask him about that then.
I need to schedule my 1 month follow-up. It's been longer than a month, but I forgot to book my follow-up.
We should go to Utah in like 6 months together and do like another follow-up together.
I'm down. Let's do it. That sounds good.
Oh, cool.
Well, what are your weekly favorites this week?
Okay. Weekly favorites. Okay, it's makeup. I think because I haven't been able to wear makeup, I kind of miss it. But I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I was wandering around Target and I saw they had ColourPop. And that was so exciting for me. I don't go to Target a whole lot, and so I don't know if that's new or not, but I was really excited to see ColourPop products there because I've been purchasing ColourPop products since I was in high school. Like they have some really good products, and they're so budget friendly. And so I've been trying out one of their eyeshadow palettes. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, so good quality, and it's so cheap.
That's amazing.
Yes. So for anyone that's like wanting to like maybe try adding more eyeshadow to your routine or adding more products, ColourPop honestly is a really great place to start because it is super budget friendly and the products are really good.
That's awesome. What is your favorite? I'm going to say like clean lip liner. Do you have one? Or like what are your thoughts on like Say and Tower 28 and those ones?
I've never used a quote unquote clean lip liner.
Okay.
I get, honestly, most of my lip liners are from Morphe, Anastasia, and Charlotte Tilbury. I don't know if those are considered clean. You probably know better than me.
I don't wait, what were the ones before Charlotte Tilbury?
Morphe and Anastasia.
Yeah, no, those typically aren't.
Yeah, so maybe I'll do a series trying out clean makeup and rating it.
You should. What are your thoughts on Rode?
Rode, the skincare?
Yeah. Well, like the makeup stuff too.
I've actually never used it.
Okay.
Have you?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of people posting about it, and I wish that they like sold it in like a retail so you could swatch it.
Yeah.
No, but they look really pretty. I mean,
They look cute.
Bieber is an icon, so
Yeah, and I like the compact packaging.
yes. When like the blushes look really cute, I was wanting to try some of those out, but apparently, the House Labs. I don't quote me on this, but I was scrolling TikTok and this girl was like non-toxic or like cleaner products that she's shopping at the Sephora sale, and House Labs is one of them. And I'm like, I'm gonna look into that because I don't know how clean that is.
Okay, you should look into that because if that is clean, like House Labs has actually quickly become one of my very favorite makeup. Their foundation is years ahead of its time. It's phenomenal. The technology of the foundation is so good. I follow some cosmetic chemists and product developers on TikTok that specialize in talking about makeup products, and they're going into the science of the House Labs foundation, and I think I'm going to start swapping out my current foundations in my kit for House Labs foundations.
Wow. Okay. Slay. Okay. I'm looking at this. Let's see. They don't contain parabens or phthalates, which are like the ones that I really look at. Let's see. They're vegan, cruelty-free. It uses natural and synthetic ingredients. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna deep dive on this because I need to like look at each individual ingredient to like really form, an opinion.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, I will. I'll do some deep diving on that because I wanted to make like a Sephora, like what I would shop at the Sephora sale,
Ooh, I like that.
but like a little less toxic version of it,
Yeah.
But anyways, anywho.
Love. So
Yeah.
yeah. Is Tower 28 considered clean?
I think according to Sephora, it's clean, but that doesn't always mean that it's like clean, clean.
Okay, because their concealer's phenomenal.
Ooh, okay.
That's been my faith lately.
Ooh. Okay, let's see. House Labs. Their lip stuff is rated a 2 on the EWG. They don't have other things on here though. Okay, well, I'm gonna deep dive into that
Perf.
when we're not talking on the podcast. People are like, okay. Okay, Slay.
What are your weekly favorites?
Okay, so I have a few. One that I've been loving lately is this Symbiotica topical magnesium spray. I love it. I keep it right next to my nightstand, and I just feel like every time I use it, I sleep so much better. But it's so nice. Like it's packed full of nice calming ingredients and things. And then I also got a box from Primally Pure. You guys know me and my beef tallow. I do love me some beef tallow. I am an apostasy to our community, but I do love it. And like, until you've tried Primally Pure's on your body, please like don't come for my neck because it actually is quite nice. And I just really love it. I think it's so nice and feels amazing. Like, look how this looks. It looks like whipped cream.
Ooh, it kind of does. It
It's
looks like
like,
it feels really nice.
it's literally like a whipped cream.
Wait, I love that.
Yeah, and it like melts like butter on my body. So
That
I've
would be,
had that.
yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like that'd be so good on the body.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And like, do I use their beef tallow on my face? Yes. Do I also use it on my body? And I recommend it more for body than I do for face because I know like not everyone's face responds the same. So I'm not telling you to go put it on your face per se, but I'm not telling you to not if you don't have problematic skin. Anyways, if you break out, I warned you. So don't blame me. But yeah, those are the things that I've been loving this week.
Nice.
And I've done some more shopping for my little Christmas figurines. I cannot be stopped. These things are literally taking over my life. Like every Wednesday and Saturday, it's like I have to go down to the orange patch. And like they know me now. They're like, oh, which one are you getting today?
The Orange Patch in Mesa.
Yes.
I love shopping there.
It's the best. It's the cutest little boutique. And every Wednesday and Saturday, they have sales.
Yes. Oh my
But
God.
I'm taking advantage of those and slowly collecting them. And you guys, okay, well, I'll say in my update what I did, but you can share your update first.
Perf. Okay. I mean, I'm really just healing. I feel like I kind of mentioned in the beginning of the podcast for my update. I'm just recovering. It's so funny. I think it's hilarious. So we were out at dinner last night, and like, I mean, I'm bruised and I'm swollen and I have bandages on my face. We're out in public. I don't care. But there's the guy who looked at me. He looked at Jason and then he looked back at me. And Jason's like, great, people are gonna think I'm mean to you.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's so funny.
Oh, I laughed so hard because Jason, like, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, he is the sweetest. And so, like, it's so funny to me that, like, it could look bad to other people. So, honestly, like, I've just been laughing and he's like, great.
Okay, that like triggered a memory. I remember running into CVS with Ryder after getting my nose done, and I like had all my tapes on, and people just kind of like look at you like, are you safe? And oh my gosh, that's so, it's so funny. Oh,
They're like, give us a sign if you need help. Blink twice.
what is that? Is it this? Is that the sign?
I think, yeah, I think that's
Like
it.
tucking your thumb, or
Oh,
is it,
yeah, the thumb.
yeah.
So, yeah, that's been kind of funny. And then, oh, I've been posting my updates on TikTok. I'm gonna post some more on Instagram, but I don't know. I just have been doing more on TikTok of my recovery. Oh, you're gonna like this. So while I was recovering, I thought, okay, now is the time to break out of my men's deodorant spice
Old Spice.
kick
Yes.
because I'm recovering and I'm not gonna be around people. So if I have BO, like, no one's around.
Yes.
So my mom had, you can tell me, because I think I've heard this one's like, my mom told me that like it's not like the best of the most natural, but like it's more natural than Old Spice. But I've been using the, it starts with an N.
Native.
Yeah, I've been using Native.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, my body's detoxing because I wear it and I'm like, I still have BO.
Yeah, that'll happen. You should start doing castor oil packs.
Okay, because I'm like stressing. So I'm like, if this doesn't go away, I'm gonna have to get something because like I'm right above clients.
Okay, go to Sprouts and get the Symbiotica charcoal and take that orally. It's like a little
Oh.
patch. You can take that, and then put castor oil in your armpits and do castor oil packs.
Okay.
Help like kickstart speed.
Okay, I'll do that. I've also been putting my Glymed benzoyl peroxide wash underneath my
Oh yeah.
underarms to help with some of the BO, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like my body's detoxing right now. It's so bad.
That's actually hilarious.
So I am on my detoxing journey with deodorant right now.
Good. I'm so proud.
Thank you.
I need to get you some Primally Pure stuff.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that because I know you said Ryder also likes that one.
Like everyone goes through like a little phase when they switch to non-toxic deodorant, but their charcoal deodorant from Primally Pure, that is arguably like my favorite. That is universally, I think everyone's favorite is that one. But they have sales coming up for Black Friday. So I would like wait and stock up on Black Friday.
Okay, I'll
So
do
good.
that.
It's so good. I love. And then you have to get like some of their body butters because those are also awesome. And they're coming out. Okay, don't kill me. Literally. Back in Lush, might as well. They are coming out with a coffee like mask. Okay, let me show you. Coffee masks are like my jam. Okay, when I was 16 years old, forking over my own pennies. This is me in 2016 using the coffee face mask. Okay, like
Vaccine one.
it was so nice. And I also used the sea salt abrasive like shards of glass knives on your face
Oh.
from Lush. I also used that one. Like I've always been into skincare, but like the really abrasive stuff. But I think Primally Pure does it right. I don't know. I feel like I vibe with them. I really, really, really like Primally Pure.
Yeah, I've heard really
Other
good.
stuff. It's awesome. So give it a go. Give it a swing.
Oh, well, what are your updates?
Well, these little figurines are taking over my effing life. Like literally I can't stop thinking about them and I may even go to debt over them. Like it's not okay. I've collected, let's see. I have Mary, Jesus, Joseph, Shepherd, Angel, and two sheep, and then another little Christmas girl. So right now I have seven Christmas ones. But I need the three wise men. And the cow or whatever, the cow that they have in the nativity and the donkey. I think that's it for like the nativity collection. And then anyways, I'm just like I'm obsessing over these freaking things and I don't know how to stop. So that's fun. And then what else have I done this week? I got a spray tan. Oh my gosh, I finally started talking a little bit more about my health journey online. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so I've been t oh, I just showed a before and after picture. But it has been so awesome. Like this last year, I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and the way that my body handles stress, especially like arguably, I would say doing the build out last year from September to March was the most stressful time like that I have ever like put my body through, both physically and emotionally. And even like, I mean, I was doing 75 hard during that time too. And I was eating extremely clean. I was still working out, prioritizing that. I was sauning almost every single day. I was cold plunging every single day. Like I was doing all the right things. But It's so crazy when your nervous system is off how much inflammation you hold. And then a few people have been asking me about like the results that I have. I mean, I'm not even close to where I would like to be, but I feel like I'm finally figuring out my body a little bit and just how much inflammation I hold just through my stress. And I've talked a little bit about the peptides that I've been using. I've used several different forms of peptides along like probably the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing for me. And I started walking more and lifting lighter weights, but just like and even working, I started working out less, honestly. I started cold plunging and saunaing less because my stress levels are just so stinking high all the time that I almost induce too much stress on my body. Long story short, if you guys are interested in like whether it's a weight loss journey, macro, whatever, I can help you. I feel like I've learned a lot in like the last year that I can start to help other people. Not to say like I'm a complete pro at all of this yet, but it's something that I'm really striving to get really good at. So yeah, let me know if you guys want any help in any way. And then okay, slay. I and then my Clear Skin Blueprint class is open now for November. So this will come out the first day of the month that my class is coming out. So if anyone wants to join, I will let you in last minute if you message me personally. And let's see, any other updates? Oh, we have team pictures coming up this week, which will be fun. I have like a hair appointment. I have a dentist appointment that's hopefully going to be exciting. And yeah, that's all. Those are all my updates. And I haven't seen Rachel in weeks. So
It's been too long.
I think it's been like, has it been what, 2 full weeks?
Probably about that, yeah.
2 weeks too long.
I know, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank freaking heavens. Thank heavens. We have so much to do. So yeah, should we dive into Dear Rusty? Do we have any other things to talk about? Probably not. Right? Okay, let's do this. Do you want to start with the first one? Or do you want me to?
You can go ahead.
Okay, this one says, "Hi, pretty girls. I have a longer question, so I'm going to DM if that's okay." Always okay. You guys always send us a long DM if it's a long story, please. It's so much easier to read than to freaking read all the question boxes, so please send us DMs.
Yeah.
Okay, this says, I started in the industry in 2018 as a receptionist at a med spa, started SD school in late 2019. Right now, before COVID, everything or shut right before COVID shut everything down, and I had to sue my school and find a new one. OMG. Went back to managing and supervising med spas and salons in 2020. Finally went back to SD school in 2021. Graduated in 2022. For the last couple of years, I've been working for others, and I am finally taking the leap on opening my own studio. Although I am so excited, it's hard not to get in my head about not having a huge marketing promo, grand opening, etc. Like we see lots of people do on socials. I've been dealing with a lot personally, and I'm just not in the financial place to do that. But don't want to wait or hold back on my business because of those things. Any advice, tips, prayers? Thank you so much for your time. Love. Okay. Wait, this is so exciting. And I'm excited for you because of how long of a journey this has been to get to this point where you're finally able to practice and do it yourself. Okay, let's talk about the whole like comparison with the marketing and the grand openings and all of that stuff. Rach, what are your thoughts first?
Well, first, I want to say congratulations because that is such a huge achievement, and you should be really proud of yourself because opening a business is not easy whatsoever. And so I think you should give yourself a pat on the back for doing that because you got it. You are going to do amazing. With the game of comparison, again, we've talked about social media a lot. It is so hard not to compare yourself when you see grand openings that are extravagant. I think you can still do an exciting opening without having to make it this huge thing that you're spending lots of money on. I think you could try to do it in a cost-effective way and even try to get local businesses to maybe offer free products. And I think that could be a really good way to not only get like free products in a goodie bag if you do an opening, but also those businesses will now support you. And hopefully that clientele will also shift to you as well. I think that working with other local businesses would be a really great way to kind of cheapen the cost of things, but also get good attention.
100%. Well, and like, if you want, no one's telling you that you have to have a grand opening. I want to remind you that like, not, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, or if you're not ready. And I mean, when I first started my solo suite stuff, I did not do a darn thing. I had to furnish my whole suite, buy equipment, open accounts, do all this crap that I did not have money to do anything else beyond that. I think it's worth celebrating if you feel like this is the time to, or you could celebrate at 1 year. Like, you can have a 1 year birthday. You don't have to do it immediately, but if you wanted to do anything, like get some balloons, get some cookies, and run a deal for your clients. Like, something small like that, I feel like, is just as good when you're starting as anything else, you know? And I don't think anyone's expecting you to have this big hurrah, like tens of thousands of dollars of a grand opening. But like Rachel said, just like partnering with other local businesses, making them little goodie baskets saying, hey, I'm around the corner, here I am. I would love to see you between 5 to 7 on a Friday night just to come check out my new space. Easy. Invite. Great. But we're excited for you and we'll be praying for you and thinking about you. Let us know what you end up doing. But again, don't feel pressured to do anything because you can always celebrate your 1 year and no one has put that pressure on you. So if it means getting off social media for a little bit, not watching other people do that, then do what you got to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses that don't even do parties. I think it's like, honestly, I think it's like not just an esthetician thing, but I just see a lot of estheticians do it, which is so exciting. But like a lot of businesses don't even do it.
Yeah, like a lot. I don't think it's wrong if you do decide to do it. I just think you can also wait until you hit your 1 year, or like until it's your birthday or another event that like it, you can lump it in together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, next one. What is the best and your favorite acne program to take? Thank you. Ooh, okay. There's a lot. Face Reality is really good, and also Douglas Preston.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I really like all of Glymed's courses about acne. And then Face Realities is good too. Douglas Preston's is awesome. You can take my Clear Skin Blueprint.
Yeah, there's a lot of professionals that do put out content like Alita does that is a really great way because there's so many different approaches, and I do find that the more courses I take that there's a lot of different approaches when working with acne. So I just think it's great to dip your toes in each course and form your own opinions on how you want to tackle it.
Totally. Okay, next one says, is glycolic acid safe for fits 4 through 6? I've heard it's not recently. Would like to know your thoughts.
Yes, it's safe.
Yep.
One of my very favorite products, actually, for that I've seen a great success for my higher fits clients is a lactic and glycolic acid blend. I believe it's, I can't remember the percentage, but it's the Glymed Accelerator Gel. I love this stuff. And actually, glycolic at a certain percentage becomes a tyrosinase inhibitor. So that is also really great. But again, if you're ever concerned about anything, I always say to check with your reps because it's not worth risking. You want to be confident. I don't know
I just know with my products I work with, I trust the glycolic. So when in doubt, ask your rep.
Love.
Okay. What do you guys feel, or sorry, scratch. What do you guys do whenever you feel like you're in a rut with social media, continuing education, and all of those type of things? Been feeling this and it's been hard. Oh, it is. It is so hard. And I actually kind of feel that right now too. I haven't made like a post in a long time. I go back to my basics. I go back to studying the basic stuff that is always repeated in school. And I feel like that always re-inspires me. Like I'll go and sit down, listen to a podcast, take notes, or go take a GlyMed webinar. And I think just going back to the basics of what we learn in school can kind of just bring you back to what you love. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Totally. I feel that. I love following people in our industry, but it's, I feel like one of the most detrimental things that you can do in this industry is follow too many people.
Yeah.
Because, and I was talking with a client about this earlier this week, because I told her, like, I don't know how I'm perceived online. I feel XYZ, all these things, and like I feel so frustrated and uninspired and just like dumb. And I'm like, I don't feel like I have a brand. I don't feel like I'm just anything, right? I just feel like I have no online presence. And that everything I do is irrelevant. And so I was talking to her about this and just how I feel like it's so hard to stand out or to be different or to find like what aligns with me, because girl, I change my fonts and colors with the seasons. Like you can't hold me down. Like I really try to stay veered on like the green aspect, but I change with the seasons. I can't help it. And so I feel like I always get in a rut because I'm like, well, I don't even have like an identity. And so something that I am currently in the process of doing that I've been working on for like the last week or two is going on Pinterest instead of Instagram. Because, and like reminding yourself that like, and I heard this on TikTok, this is not my words, like that you are someone's Pinterest board. Like you inspire so many people. And so just, I think trying to make notes in your phone of the content that you want to put out for your clients, not looking at other people's content and then trying to find inspo from that, if it's like on Instagram, but more so like going to Pinterest and like looking for educational posts or whatever you feel like aligns with your clientele or the way that you are wanting to be perceived, like really trying to categorize those, I think, in your phone. And so then if you are ever in a rut, you can just pull up your own ideas that you have rather than doom scrolling, you know?
Yes, I do try not to scroll for sure.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. I like that. Pinterest is a really great place. I feel like there's no pressure with Pinterest.
100%. Okay. Do you think it's important to work at a spa while in school? No.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. I never did.
I think it's actually incredibly hard to get a job at a spa while you're in school. If you can, great. Like, but I don't think that you have to. But I think it's a good goal.
Yeah. Okay. How to balance professional and home life. I have said this on the podcast before and I'll say it again. It is so important to have a life outside of work. And I love our community for how passionate we all are. We are also passionate about our work, which we should be. That makes a great esthetician. But it is also equally important to have your own life outside of work, have your own hobbies, do the things you love. And so for me, I've tried to make it a priority to plan things out that make me excited. Like the new Wicked movie is coming out. I'm going to go buy tickets for the premiere. Or there's a baseball game. Let's buy tickets and go to the baseball game. And even it doesn't even have to always be expensive. I even like to dedicate I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to dedicate 1 hour each day to a hobby that I love. And it can be any, for me, it's been coloring in a coloring book because it's so therapeutic for me. And just having your own time, if your schedule can allow that, I think it's really, really important to make sure that you're doing things outside of work that are like completely separate. Your brain's not, if you're a business owner, your brain's off, you're not thinking about it. I think prioritizing time in different things you love.
I 100% agree. That's funny. I have been doing like scrapbooking
Oh, yeah.
for my kids because, you know, like nothing's better than like getting so emo and crying over your kids' babiness when they were children, tiny. I
Yeah.
can't. But no, I 100% agree with that. And just like turn off the freaking phone. Like, you know how refreshing it is sometimes just like get on Facebook.
Honestly.
Rather than like Instagram, or like I really started to love just like scrolling TikTok because I am like, I don't see any estheticians on TikTok. I don't follow estheticians on TikTok. I like veer clear of just anything beauty related on that platform because I don't want to see it. Like, I
Yeah.
want to see politics. I want to see funny videos of animals and babies and fashion. And the last thing that I want to see is more work.
Same here.
Yeah. So just find what you love and like prioritize that as much as you prioritize your work.
Yes, love.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm gonna target this one to you, okay?
Okay.
Advice for solo Esty with slow business.
Okay. So, okay. This is my thought process. Energy, or what is it? Energy flows where your attention goes, or whatever that saying is. If you keep thinking about how slow you are, you will forever be slow. Right now, I will just say a plain, like I have consulted with many, many, many colleagues over this last year about business and other business owners across the nation. And this is historically like the lowest year for everyone. Like it's probably one of the slowest peel seasons most of us have had in a decade. And like everyone's clutching their pearls right now, you know, like everyone's getting ready for stuff to happen. I think with the holidays and election, like election years are always just really challenging. But I don't think, I'm gonna say, like, I don't think it's an excuse to use for being slow, but it's something to accept with the time currently that it's not just you. Like, I think even, I mean, Flourish, we're doing well, but it's slower than it typically is. I would say that for most places around me that I've talked to, it's not bussin', which is okay. And it's a season. And as frustrating as that is, because you're like, hey, I also have a job too, just have the abundance mindset, continue to go with the abundance mindset. And something I've had my girls doing, just if they have gaps in their schedule, they're busting out content because while you're at work, work. Like, don't just sit around and wait for the next client to get there. Work. Put your head down and do your stuff and educate, 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 run a deal or think of promotions that you can do for your clients or reach out to old clients and say, like, hey, I noticed it's been a couple months. I would love to get you back on the books. Just work that marketing, that marketer inside of you. Get her out, dust her off and put her to work. But also, no, it's everyone. Like, if they say they're not, they're lying. And again, I don't think it's an excuse. Like, I don't let it get me down too much because I know that the time will pass hopefully here soon. But it's really just a part of our industry, and there's good busy seasons and there's slow seasons. And that's just something when you're super busy, you're going to wish that you had a little gap in your schedule. And when you're slow, you wish you were full. So we always want what we don't have. And we're all praying together for you and for the community.
I agree.
Good. Okay. Been on Face Reality and still dealing with hormonal acne. What test should I do with doctors? Let's see. Okay. I would say you can get your hormones tested, and I would do like a hair scan personally. And then, yeah, I would start with a hair scan, of course. That's what I offer personally. But also doing a Dutch test would be really helpful, just so you can see those hormones from a more holistic standpoint, I'm going to say, rather than just the traditional blood panel that's just a snapshot.
Yeah, I think all of those tests are really good, especially like, I don't know. I think too, I've had a lot of people, and this is what I tell my clients too, is a lot of times products are trial and error. There's some ingredients that just aren't going to work great for your skin for a multitude of issues. Maybe you have a peanut allergy and you're using mandelic acid. Maybe you're dry and you're using salicylic acid. Like, unless like an esthetician consulted you, I mean, I would maybe go to a professional and try to swap out some products and see if there's some that also might work better for your skin, just from another like skincare standpoint, along with those tests, because acne really is the perfect storm of bacteria, dead skin cells, hormones, oil. It is the perfect storm. And there's not one thing that causes it, but there's different factors that you can do to adjust it. So I think also like maybe switching up your skincare routine along with those tests would also be helpful.
Totally.
And that's not to say anything about Face Reality, because I clearly love Face Reality. I just recommended their acne course. I think it's phenomenal. I just think maybe try some different Face Reality products.
I agree. And you guys, I don't know. I don't think that Face Reality is the end all be all at all for acne. I think it's helpful, but I don't think that it's like, oh, if Face Reality can't clear you, nothing can. I genuinely believe like nothing works for everyone. And it does start from the inside. So start there.
Perf. Okay. Best way to find new clients. Ooh, love this. Business cards. I did that. I made business cards and I went to local businesses and asked if I could leave them like in their lobby reception area. Putting in that work, being door-to-door saleswoman. Respect the hustle. I just try to pass out my cards. But also our social media girl that's helped us, Haley, you guys all know her and love her. So I'm a part of her monthly subscription to learn how to grow your business. And I learned from her how you can use your Pinterest. And she always raves over Pinterest, and it always intimidated me because I don't know how to like work it from like a business point of view. But I took the time to watch her explanation on Pinterest, and I set up my Pinterest probably about a month ago. And I went from having 0 views to 82,000 views in a month, which is actually insane. And I barely do anything. It is so easy. All you have to do is connect it to your Instagram and it'll automatically upload. And so that's a whole other platform where people can see you and reach out to you, and you can link your business website onto that Pinterest. And it's just been crazy just from what I've seen. I'm blown away from utilizing Pinterest, because I know a lot of us use Instagram and TikTok, but Pinterest is also another great platform.
Totally. I agree. Okay, biggest health tip when trying to get pregnant. Love this one. I would say focus on reducing your body's internal inflammation. So that means eating frequent meals, like actual whole food meals, at least 3 times a day. Not going too long in between meals, focusing on like your metabolic health and prioritizing proteins, making sure you're getting enough carbohydrates and fats in your diet, increasing your minerals, like taking electrolytes is really helpful. Drinking bone broth is awesome because if you get pregnant, bone broth is packed full of that antioxidant that just really helps to incubate your uterus whenever the baby implants and like grows and everything, and it just creates like the perfect environment to host a baby. So yeah, lots of minerals, lots of meat in your diet and vegetables and fruit. I would just say really focusing on that and taking vitamins. I would say take Organ Complex and omegas. Personally, that's what I think. Also, do you hear my kids screaming in the background?
No.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Love it. Okay, Alita, what is your favorite sauna and cold plunge brands?
Love. Okay, so my favorite sauna is the Sunlight and Sauna. I actually have like a humongous discount code with them. So if you message me personally, I will send you that. And then also my favorite cold plunge brand is called Region. They just changed it. Region Pro. They were Arctic Tubs, but I also have, I think it's like a $500 discount code with them as well if you want a discount.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, this one says, how do you like the Primally Pure Toner Mist? I love it. I have tried, I think, all of theirs, and I love them all.
Is it just like a refreshing mist?
Yeah, they have some that are like a soothing mist, a clarifying mist, and they're just like different ingredients in each.
Okay. Do you
Yeah.
have a favorite between their different ones?
I love their soothing one.
Okay.
I use that one like every morning and night.
Nice. Okay. Thoughts on the Epicutis ABT serum?
I think it's awesome. Personally, I have it at Flourish, but I haven't actually tried it yet. I'm trying to like simplify. I have too many products that I've just like tried and not finished yet. And like I'm still trying to get through Brilliant Tone, and I have a freaking Even Tone, and then the one from Hydrinity, like I have literally a million tyrosinase inhibitors right now, and I'm just trying to get through and then focus on another one. I should probably try it soon before I become irrelevant and it's like not new anymore. But yeah, I love it so much.
Especially,
Ingredient play.
as I say too, especially after like Vegas, when like you go to different booths and they all keep giving you free product. Like, I also am still stocked up from Vegas. Like, I have so many products that are still in boxes. I'm like, maybe I should give them away, but also it's like I still want to try them out for myself, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I keep meaning to grab it, but then I forget. So maybe I'll go pick it up today. She's convincing me.
Do it.
Okay. Next one says things you didn't learn in school that you wish you did.
I wish there was more of a focus on how to grow your clientele, because I don't think, at least to my memory, I don't remember learning about like how to grow a clientele. Like, I mean, you learn your basics in esthetician school, but I think I wish there's just at least a little part that just talked about once you graduate what to expect, because it's so different when you graduate school.
Totally. I wish, yeah, that they helped you with that and also like talked about the importance of, I'm gonna say, hard work
Yeah.
and so social media. I know that like when we were back in school, social media wasn't a requirement to be in this industry like it is now. But I think that, well, and I just think like a generational thing that needs to be talked about is like work ethic. Just like if you want something, it's up to you to go get it. And something that I think is also really important is like be mindful of the environment that you work in. And if they're are people in your environment who are not willing to work hard, just know that like that brings everyone down because that has set the expectation. If someone is, I'm gonna say it like in quotes, like getting away with not working, it puts into perspective for the rest of the people that are in that environment that they don't have to work as hard either, and that that's acceptable. Whereas if you go work in really any other industry, if people aren't doing their job, they get fired. If they're
Yeah.
trying, they get fired. If they're not on time, if they're not hitting deadlines of things, they get fired. And I think that when you're in this industry, typically 1099s or I don't know, just I feel like the beauty industry for some reason like doesn't have that same expectation because like, oh, it's the beauty industry. But I think like we need to push ourselves to raise the bar, like be taken seriously and raise the freaking bar for those around us because it is a real job and you can make a lot of money in this industry. And I don't think that it's looked at as seriously as it should be.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, I feel that way even with cancellations. Like,
Yes.
I've heard, I don't know. I don't think this is happening, but I've heard of like people being like, oh, sorry, like, I have to work. I can't come in. It's like, okay, well, this is my work. Like, this is my livelihood. So now, like, I'm out the money. And I think people just forget, like, no, this is our livelihood. This is our work. And it sounds fun and glamorous, but it's still our jobs, it's still work. And I think too, like as the esthetician, like you can't leave school and expect clients to come flocking to you. Like you have to put in the work, because if you don't have that work ethic, they're not just going to come to you.
Right. Well, and I think too, it's like most people in the industry don't have like a 9 to 5. That's not very common and it's not 5 days a week most of the time, I'm gonna say. And so I do think it's hard sometimes to mentally put yourself in the position that like this is a career.
Yeah.
You know, but thank heavens you don't have to sit at a 9 to 5 desk or like do retail from 9 to 5. Like yeah, I think that what you put into it, you will get out of it. And it's very apparent to clients how serious you are about how seriously you take yourself, I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. What should you do if you love where you work, but you don't love the products you use?
Ooh.
That's really tough because product is so much of the results, but also you want to make sure you're in an environment where you're treated fairly. I feel like I would need to know more about like what services you do, who your boss is, how many employees are there. Like I know for me, I mean, I love everything at Revive. Obviously, I love Revive so much, but I know for me, if there was something where like I know my boss values my opinions, and at least in my situation, I would feel comfortable saying, hey, I've heard good things about this line. Is this something we could look into bringing? I think I could do a really good job at selling this, and I think my clients would really love it. And almost making it sound like I'm doing you a favor because I'm going to be more motivated to sell, and I can bring in that money for you while also achieving results and building trust with my clients without being like, what you use is crap, like without saying that.
Yeah. Well, and my thought too is like, how long have you worked there? Have you given an honest go? Do you just want to change the retail products because other people in the industry have different products and you just want to do the same? Or do you generally believe like the products that you use don't work? Because if that's the case, then I think what Rachel said is awesome. Just like being able to talk to your boss and be like, hey, I have tried out these other products. I really loved them for my skin. I have other friends who've used them who have gotten really great results. And I think it would be awesome if we could maybe try it amongst our team and see if you like it. I don't think that would be like a bad proposition. But I also am just curious, like, do you not want to retail the products that you have because I'm going to say like, they're not quote unquote like trendy in the industry, or they're just not as popular in the industry, or do you genuinely believe that they don't work?
It's a
Because I
good
feel
point.
like those are two different things. Because if it's just like a temporary thing of like, oh, it's just not what everyone's using, then I don't think it's a reason to leave your job.
True, because I mean, it is so true. There's always a new skincare line that's the new thing. Like, I could go through each month this year and say, this skincare line was popping this month, this one was popping this month. So, that's a really good point.
Well, and like, to be honest, like, there was a time when I first started my business that I tried so many different products. Like, I have tried easily 30 probably different skincare lines, just professional skincare lines, trying to test ones that I wanted to bring on, looking into different ones, whatever. And there were a bunch that a lot of people used that plain and simply did not. I did not like, they did not work for me. And so I also think that just because other people carry it doesn't mean it's like the best always, you know? Like for your clientele. I
Yeah,
don't know. Yeah.
totally.
Okay. Next one says, is skin butter good for someone with acne-prone skin, even though it has pore cloggers?
Yes.
I
So Skin Better is phenomenal. It is a brand I fully trust. Like, I am so grateful for Skin Better. Their integrity, the quality of their products, they really value education and continuing scientific studies. And the results do show it is so good. And I think it's good to be aware of acne triggers, but it is not the end all be all. One of my very favorite acne clearing products has, is it coconut oil in it? It has a considered pore clogger. And I've never seen anyone have an issue because of the way it's formulated. But having said that, for acne-prone skin, Skin Better's not my top of the line pick. I think Skin Better's strength is really with brightening the skin, the texture, fine lines, that type of thing. When dealing with acne, I do tend to lean towards different lines, but that's not to say it's bad for acne. I do have clients that are acne prone and they love Skin Better products. So it's a nuanced thing.
I agree. Totally. Okay, next one says, how does one get into Korean skincare education, workshops, etc.?
Oh, you know what? I want to learn more about Korean skincare myself. One of my esthetician friends, Morgan, she's on TikTok. I honestly, sh I should post some of her TikToks and have you guys go follow her. She is so well versed in products outside of the quote unquote professional world. And I have learned so much from her. And she actually does share a lot about Korean skincare. And actually, another one of my friends, Alexa, she's an esthetician here in Arizona. She has her own business. And she, I don't know if she sells the Korean skincare, but I know she does Korean facials. So if message me and I can, I'm sure she wouldn't mind. I'll ask her first, but I'm sure she wouldn't mind answering questions about Korean skincare. And maybe we could even have her on to talk about it. That would be a really cool topic.
That would be. No, I think we should do that.
Okay. Thoughts on Wish Pro skincare?
I haven't heard of this. Have you?
No, I haven't.
We'll look into it and we'll get back to you on that because
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Same. I've never heard that name.
Okay, next one says, what are both of your current hair care routines, favorite products you've been using?
Okay. I've been using the Oribe heat texture heat spray. I love that because my hair doesn't hold curls, so that's really nice to spray my hair throughout the week to protect it from the heat when I recurl it. So that's a really good one. I love a Mika dry shampoo. And To be completely honest, I have not found a shampoo and conditioner that I'm obsessed with yet. It's kind of been a journey for me. I mean, between my Amika conditioner or shampoo that smelled like sewage, and then I'm using, oh, which brand? I have another professional brand that I'm using that I do like it. It feels and smells luxurious, but my hair feels super dry afterwards. So I'm still trying to find one. So what about you, Alita?
I've been trying out so many different ones. I feel like my hair is going freaking through it right now. I've tried a bunch of like L'Oreal Professional, and right now I'm just like, screw it all. I'm going back to just like my crunchy girl stuff. So I honestly just got some, it's called like Neem shampoo from Sprouts.
Yeah.
Like a shampoo and conditioner, but it has like neem oil in it. I'm trying to wash my hair more because I was washing my hair like once every week to week and a half just because my hair doesn't get oily. And I was told that like I need to wash my hair more in order for it to like produce more oil, I guess. So I'm trying to wash my hair like 3 times a week. I do have a row of extensions for fullness, and so I try as of recently to blow dry those a little bit more because I typically just air dry my hair. I have been using Divi like religiously for probably the last month or so. I just repurchased a bottle, and I feel like I will know tomorrow when my hair girl sees my hair if it's helping. And I use, let's see, Unite 7-second detangling spray. It's like
that's
a
heat a good one.
Detangling spray, all the things. And I use the Just Ingredients scalp oil, or like their hair oil, and I use the Keravive scalp spray as well. But that's it. I don't do a ton. I should be doing more probably for my hair, but I'm just starting over because I've gotten so frustrated with how much hair that I lost over the last 2 years after having my daughter. So
yeah,
just recovering.
We need to go to a scalp spa. It's the most luxurious experience.
Oh, for real? Like, let's put it in the books.
Okay, tips for managing a team while also still doing services. I'm so stressed.
Girl. Do you want to know the truth or no? So at least with my situation, personally, I was working 3 days a week. I was doing Tuesday, Thursday, and most Saturdays. And then I had to switch to doing Tuesdays and every other Saturday for the sake of my sanity as a mother and wife, business owner, all the different things. So I was able to lengthen my Tuesdays to be about a 13-hour day. So every Tuesday is 13 hours, and then Saturdays, I'm typically there from like 8 to 4 every other Saturday. And that's worked really well for me. I have just started to filter more of my clients to my team that I can't get on my books, and that's been really helpful. But I really just feel like you have to scale back in person to be a better boss, and that's something that's really frustrating and like also beautiful at the same time. But you are needed in other places, and in order for your team to thrive, you need to be able to give them all of the attention and time that they deserve. And that's why I didn't really know very well when I hired a humongous freaking team, was how much time I should be investing in them on the back end. And I'm grateful that I have been able to cut back that time, but it is also hard when you are most likely like the primary provider of your business. But it's worth it. And God provides, period.
You know what I love about this community of estheticians is that, like, it's really cool that, like, we all can kind of
rely on each other when these hard things arise and when we feel the stresses. Like, I really do love that about our community.
I do too. And it's comforting knowing, like, a lot of people are in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Next. Was it me? I can't remember.
Here. How do you find your niche, get more activity and followers on socials?
I will say, I do feel it's harder to grow now than it was even like a year or two ago. Like, I feel like each year it's getting harder and harder to grow. And actually, I do learn a lot from, like, I learned this from Haley, again, market research. You can follow the main Instagram account and they'll usually share updates. But it is hard. I just learned about an update where when you post a video, Instagram makes it blurry. Unless it does well, then they make it clear. Yeah, so frustrating. So it's not easy, but I also find following marketing girls can be really helpful. I kind of know the girl, but she, I'll have to tag her Instagram. She's phenomenal at sharing hooks. Having a good hook, I think, is really vital to growing. Having a hook right away. If you're doing a voiceover, say something spicy right away. Make sure your audio or your video is clear as much as you can with Instagram altering things. I don't know. It's so hard to grow.
Yeah, I agree. I think that when it comes to finding your niche, just, you know, like, the feeling of getting, like, so giddy and, like, getting the butterflies about something, even if it's, like, probably something that you are the only person that finds exciting. Like, for me, that's talking about people's poop and kids' health and, like, random topics, you know, of, like, why there are additives in our foods. Like, these are things that, like, I could write a 75-page dissertation on and most likely no one would care. But it's, like, what fuels my fire. And that's, like, how you know, like, what you're passionate about. It's, like, not just because it's trendy, but it's whatever, like, gets you giddy. And, like, I would say if whatever you could read a whole ass book on.
Wait, that's so cute. I'm going to use that. Do what makes you giddy.
Yeah, just, like, you know, it's, like, if I read a health book, like, my heart is fluttering. Like, it's like a first date for me. You know?
Yeah.
So I would say that's, like, how I feel like I found my niche. And for some people, it's, like, whenever they get a microneedling booking, they feel that. Or if they get a new boot camp client, like an acne client, they feel that, you know? And so I think just trying to see what makes you giddy and going with that, or if it's something that you're wanting to master, if it's, like, something you have always dreamed of excelling at. For some people that's health, for some people that's aging clients, pigment clients, whatever. Just find what you're wanting to excel at and deep dive. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Like, when you start showing people your before and afters and your knowledge and education that you can provide for them, that's when people build trust. And I feel like that's how you can get more followers. I don't think it's as much on aesthetic as it is on value of information.
Agreed. Awesome. Has it always been this hard to break into / get a decent SD job? Newbie and all places want many years of experience.
Oh.
For me, yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to find a job because it's like, okay, every place wants experience, so how am I supposed to get experience? I have been in the exact same boat, and that's actually why I ended up initially starting my own business, because I'm like, fine, I'll get the experience. I'm going to do the treatments. I'm going to offer the ones I want to offer. It's hard. I mean, bring your resume in person. I think that's a really great way to stand out rather than emailing. I'm always for that, walking in, shaking the owner's hand, giving them your resume. And a lot of times some places may not even be hiring, but I do know places appreciate the hustle. What would you say, Alita?
Something, it's frustrating because it is unfortunately always this way. And what I think is really sad actually is there's a statistic that says that only 3% of people who graduate aesthetic school actually pursue it as a career. 3% actually make it in the industry as a career.
Gosh, that's crazy.
And, you know, this is another topic like I could go off on, is just the lack of jobs that are available in the industry. Like, I literally have a whole aspiration to open up another form of business that has a lot of people who can work, and it's an entry level job for, you know, I really want to be able to provide that because of the lack. Like, I probably have at this point probably 70 applications just sitting in our inbox for Flourish. And I would love to freaking be able to employ more people, but like, there's not enough space. There's not enough at this moment in time clients who have money to spend. Like, if all my girls were fully booked, I'd be hiring again, you know? And it's really frustrating when, one, economically, there's not enough money to make it as much of a priority to be able to have more jobs, to employ more people. I think that's why so many girls go solo. Like you just said, like how you went solo. I think it's why so many girls go solo is because the lack of jobs. But I am someone, like, I prefer the newbies personally. I prefer the newbies as an employer because I like to mold people into what I need them to be at Flourish. And like, yes, you can come with your own tips and tricks and skills. I love that. And I do really like appreciate when people use their brains and do things their way. But I also have a very different approach that I take in my business. And so I like when people are eager, ready, and willing to learn. And like, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't. And it's just like, some people don't care as much to be, I'm going to say like an apprentice. Is that the word? Like an apprentice in that way, like be eager to learn.
Yeah.
And so myself, like most of my team are newer estheticians. I think I hired 4 or 5 SDs like that were in school or had just graduated, and this is their first job. So not everyone is like that, that requires a ton of experience. I'm also a new business owner, so maybe I'm just like dumb. I don't know.
Oh no, you are not.
But no, I enjoy having younger employees as well as older employees. But I just like how eager and willing to learn new estheticians are personally.
Yeah, but I've heard other business owners actually say that too. Like, there are a lot of places that do require experience, but they're out there. And that's why you just have to run your resume into so many different places and see who bites.
Totally. And I would just say, don't stop, because like, I know just from personal experience right now, like anytime that I've been ready to hire again, the first place that I go is to my inbox. That's where I'm looking first. I'm looking at who was there, who, because we make notes of like who handed in their resume. And I have another requirement with my applications that I also require a video. And if you send me your resume but don't send me a video, you're not going to get the job. I'm sorry, because I literally just asked you to do something. And if you're not even willing to do that, then you're not going to get the job.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Next one. Sorry, this is a really long Dear SD, guys. This is
gonna How be- far are we?
I have no idea. Let's see. Probably like- a lot of- an hour and some change, maybe.
Okay. Got a lot of questions.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait, actually, a lot. Okay. A few more. Best SD treatment for sebaceous hyperplasia. I personally love to do aerolase, and then I extract it and I slap a peel on top. That's what I do.
Slay.
Love.
Do you think it would be hard to rebrand slash change your business name after 8 years in business?
I mean, it depends. I think you could hype it up enough that it's an exciting change. I don't think it's impossible, though.
Yeah,
What do you
I
think?
agree. I was like trying to think in my head if there's any businesses I can think of who did a rebrand, like random businesses outside of aesthetics.
Hello, Skims.
Did Skims do that?
Yeah, she had like a couple other names before it was Skims.
Oh, I didn't realize
I mean,
that.
it was still a newish brand, but she did go through a few rebrands.
Yeah. I think you could do it.
Yeah, I think so. Never say never.
I would just maybe get marketing help, like someone like Haley to help you do it the right way to keep the attention of your audience so they don't see it and then forget.
100%. I agree.
Okay. Oh, this one's for you, so I'm going to read it. What do you think of the new Just Ingredients probiotic? Worth it, and who should take it?
I think it's amazing. I personally really love it. I like both the lemon ginger and the elderberry one. And I think everyone can benefit from a probiotic. So if you've got a belly, if you've got a mouth, if you've got a body, you should take a probiotic.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I have a probiotic you recommended for me. I can't remember what it's called.
Just
But
right.
Yeah, I think that's it. And then I also got a free one from doTERRA. What are your thoughts on doTERRA?
Oh, yeah. I got one from doTERRA too, from the plastic surgeon.
Yeah, because I need to start taking them from my antibiotics.
I haven't tried doTERRA's. The thing with probiotics is that most of them don't get past the stomach acid. And so that's why I really like Just Thrives, is because it can get all the way down into the parts of the intestines that it's needing to feed. And balance and benefit and everything. And so I don't think all probiotics are created equal, but I do like Just Ingredients and I do like Just Thrive. Those are typically the two that I recommend the most. And I do also sometimes recommend Metagenics. It just depends on the person and how much they need. But I think Just Ingredients is gentle enough for everyone. Like my kids drink it.
Do you think you could overdo probiotics? Is that a thing?
I think you can overdo anything, but I feel like it would be hard to overdo at least a Just Ingredients probiotic.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Okay. How do you balance so many tasks?
A calendar.
Calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it does not happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, just time. What is it? Time block your schedule.
Yeah.
Prioritize the things that are important and put those at the beginning of your day. That's something that I do. It's like the tasks that are the most important to me, I put them in the time block of my day that I'm the most creative, which is in the morning.
Yes.
Okay, guys, sorry that was forever long, but I hope you guys enjoyed. An amazing week. Happy election week. I hope that whoever you voted for wins. And 'tis the thankful season. We're getting into our fun fall happenings. We're gonna have to do like a nice cozy fall episode here soon.
I know we should. I'm getting so excited, like with all the Christmas commercials. I'm seeing people put Christmas trees up already. Like, I am here for it. Like, we know I'm a Halloween girl, but I also do love the season of Christmas. I do love Thanksgiving too, but like, there's just something so magical about the Christmas season and that everyone gets so excited about.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. We put up our tree at Flourish, and I'm just like vibing. It's amazing.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, wait. You're going to have to meet me there in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Got a special thing coming.
Yeah, we have something exciting coming actually for this November, December. That's very exciting. We're having a meeting about that tomorrow, but it's going to be good.
Yes. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Have an amazing Monday, and we'll see you guys in a little while. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.